So I wonder if I asked you if you could rattle off the Ten Commandments. It's easier than the 50 states. I'm giving you a second. They're right up there, by the way. Those things carved into the wood, those are at least the abbreviated version. A couple of words from each. So if you forget one, there it is. Those of us that have children won't forget the respect your parent one. There are two about God. The first one is, I am the Lord your God. And the second is, you shall have no other gods before me. There's one about Shabbat, which if you're planning to go out to lunch in Beverly Hills after this, you have violated. Or, by the way, in Brentwood. Just want to make it clear that it's not only lunch in Beverly Hills that breaks the commandment, although that does more, actually. But I thought this morning I would discuss one of the commandments that in some ways is the pivot of all of them and is in some ways the most important and I would say the most often violated. And I would say it's the most often violated because do not gossip isn't a commandment, even though it is a Jewish law. That's the most violated Jewish law, obviously, probably even this morning. I don't know, although the NSA does. They can hear. They listen into synagogues. You didn't know that. Everything you say, someone in the government knows what you said about the rabbi and reports to me quarterly. Just a word to the wise. But among the Ten Commandments, I want to call attention to Lo Tignov, do not steal. Now, partly, I must admit, I decided to talk about this because I was subjected to 3 hours of The Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. And it reminded me how much theft is the downside of the best system that human beings have devised, which is capitalism. But because capitalism puts such a premium on monetary success, it also puts a tremendous temptation in front of people to make that success illegitimately. We all know that. We see it every single day in the newspaper. And we're aware of it, and we tend to think of theft in those terms. That is, somebody who literally steals the money from another person to which they are not entitled, not morally and not legally. And that, of course, does go on a lot. And it is, in fact, the downside, as I said, of the temptations that are built into a system where the only way to measure value objectively is money. But it's not the only way that stealing works. Let me give you an example of stealing that I see every single day, that I actually even see in this building every single day. And I hope that you'll tell other people this. Parking in a handicapped lot if you're not handicapped. That is stealing. First of all, it's a terrible, terrible example for your kids. Teachers come to me all the time and say, parents are always parking in the handicapped spots. I wonder what their kids are learning from that. But also, it is stealing. Because if I break into your home and I take your watch while you're not using it, and I then return it before you need it again, I have stolen your watch. The handicapped spaces belong to people who are handicapped. The fact that they're not using them at that moment, if you take it, you're stealing. And teaching your kids that it doesn't really matter what I do as long as it's convenient for me, this commandment doesn't apply. Cheating on your taxes is breaking Lo Tignov. Don't steal. You may not like how much you're supposed to pay in taxes, but you are. Not giving tzedakah, not giving charity, is stealing. Because according to the Jewish tradition, the money you're supposed to give to charity doesn't belong to you. You are its custodian, not its owner. It belongs to the people that are supposed to receive it, and you are supposed to give it. And if you don't give it, you're stealing. All the other commandments, in a certain way, are also about theft. Do not murder is theft. You're stealing someone's life that you have no right to take. Adultery is about theft. You're stealing someone's love that belongs to another that you have no right to take. That is, if you think about it, the borders around what really belongs to you are morally and ethically central to our lives. And all of us tend to ignore those borders because, after all, I'm me and I want. But ethical life is about placing boundaries around what you want and understanding that what you want is not always what you can have. So in some ways, do not steal is the crucial commandment. Do you know what the rabbis say about someone who eats a piece of fruit without a blessing? They're a thief. They're stealing. Because God gives you the fruit, and the payment for the fruit is you say, "Bless you, God, for giving me this food." If you don't say "bless you," you've taken it without payment, and that's stealing. If we reorient our moral compass to think about what we are entitled to and what we're not entitled to, and we think it is stealing to take that which you're not entitled to, the world looks very different. I've told before the story of Rabbi Michael Brooks, who was the Hillel rabbi in Michigan, who was in a store with his daughter, and the clerk gave him too much change. And he returned it. And she said, "Oh, that was so nice of you. You're obviously an honest man." He said, "Well, I do try to be honest, but that's not why I returned it. I returned it because I'm a religious Jew." And I remember when he told me this story, he said, "I said that because I wanted my daughter to know that's what a religious Jew does. He or she doesn't take that which does not belong to them and doesn't rationalize it by saying, 'Well, look, it was hers to give, so she gave it to me, I deserve it.'" Because the great enemy of theft isn't just our loose moral boundaries, it's also our capacity to rationalize. "Well, if I can get away with it, then obviously I deserve it." So I want us to think about the fact that the Ten Commandments are not arbitrary. They have a point. There's a reason why the ones that are in there, and usually it's because they refer beyond themselves. A good moral rule is never just in a narrow boundary. It always has implications for the way we live our lives. It's not only about shoplifting. It's not only about rapacious practices in business. It's also about the little ways in which we reconcile ourselves about taking things that we know aren't ours, but after all, I want it, so it's okay. We think of it as a small thing, but it's right up there, surrounding the Torah. And it requires attention and vigilance and honesty about ourselves. So if you want to set a moral model for your children, for your grandchildren, then let them see you be rigorous about moral standards. Not easy about them. Because believe me, when I speak to the kids in the school and talk about this, I hear reflected what you do in what they say. They watch, as we watched our parents. So let them see this. I can't imagine what it would be like If a child in our school said to the parent, why don't you just pull into the handicap space, and the parent said, because it's against one of the Ten Commandments, don't steal. Boy, I hope that happens. We all know, all of us, every single one of us, I'm not exempting myself, we all know that we live in a society that measures how successful you are and, in a weird way, sometimes how good you are by how much you have. And so there is a powerful, powerful temptation to take more than is yours because the society reinforces it. But we all know that's not the Jewish way. That the Jewish way requires self-restraint. Even though you could have it, you should not. Because the Ten Commandments are prescriptive. They tell you what kind of human being you should be. Not just what it means to be law-abiding. Law-abiding is the bottom floor. We reach higher than that. Remember that we emulate angels twice in every service that you come to on Shabbat morning. You did it yourself. You went up on your heels, kadosh, 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 as if we're supposed to reach higher than the floor. Do better. Not take what isn't ours. This morning we read the Ten Commandments and we know that from the very beginning, they were difficult. Moshe comes down and he sees, as you know, the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf, with the Ten Commandments in his hand. Nobody says that it's easy. But if it was easy, it wouldn't be worth it. So, for this morning, I hope you'll give some extra thought to Lo Tignov. Don't steal. It's also a way of expressing faith. Because if you don't take what belongs to someone else, what you're saying is, God, you have given me enough. And that is a beautiful thing to live and a wonderful thing to teach. Shabbat Shalom.